We're talking to Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District. He's been in office for 9 years since 2013. What do you make of the risk of a government shutdown next month again?
I think it's unlikely. I don't see the Republican leadership believing that's in their interest. But it's what they call a nuclear option because it's so dangerous for our economy. So I sure hope we don't get to that. I'm not sure why we have things like particularly the debt ceiling, where we're actually running along a cliffside highway for no reason. But on the government shutdown, I think that we should be able to work out our differences and get it done. You do have Democratic majorities in both houses. That's going to be very helpful. I wouldn't be surprised if it takes a little longer. That's pretty normal these days. So I'm not sure, you'll get a budget at the end of this month. But I think by the end of the year, you'll have the government fully funded and operating. I mean, remember, the House has passed, I believe 9 or 10 of the appropriations bills already. That's great. And, Chairman Rosa DeLauro is doing a great job. And by the way, they have great bills with great stuff for the country in them. So we're in pretty good shape in the House. I think the Senate often takes a little longer, but I don't think you'll see a shutdown, and I don't think you see a debt ceiling, problem either.
So is the child tax credit having the desired effect that people thought it would when they passed it?
Well, what I can tell you is that there are millions of American families right now who are getting a little help in the family budget. And, if you're making $35,000, $40,000 a year, you're a couple with two small kids, and people would be surprised how many people, that is in our country. There's a lot of people out there raising a couple of kids on $30,000, $40,000 a year. That family is now getting $300 per month per child if they're both under six. And that's life-changing for a family that's trying to keep food in the fridge. Groceries have been running out on Thursday and they're supposed to last till Saturday. Well, this gets you that extra couple of days of groceries. If the car breaks, you can fix it. So you can keep going to work and you don't have to lose your job if you have a health problem, God forbid, or, even if, it just means buying your kid basketball shoes. Anybody who's trying to raise kids knows what it costs to try to let kids do what they want to do in sports or in school. So I think it's having a profound effect. And I think you'll see us make it permanent in the Build Back Better plan, and we'll be a much better country for it.
Let's go to Texas, where one of the worst things that I've ever seen happen in this country politically, the anti-abortion law that the Texas legislature passed. How did you react to that?
I think this is so crazy. It's almost hard to believe it's real. And yet it is real. And for people who maybe haven't been following it that closely, what these guys cooked up down there is this sort of scheme, this sort of bounty system where they said, well, it's a constitutionally protected right to have reproductive health care for women. So we're not taking that away. But what we're going to do is say there's a $10,000 fine that private individuals can sue to get from anybody who does this or anybody who helps anybody access this kind of health care. And it's this kind of bizarre end run. And oh, by the way, there's no exceptions if a woman has been raped or if we're talking about incest. And oh, by the way, this applies to any abortion a woman may be seeking after just 6 weeks, when we know something like 80% of women don't even know they're pregnant yet. So this is an end run around a constitutionally protected right. So just let's have a little thought experiment. Imagine if the state of New York had said, "Hey, we know you have a Second Amendment right to a gun. But we're not going to touch that. Don't worry, gun owners. But what we are going to do is we're going to let anybody sue you if you buy a gun for $10,000. And if anybody helps you buy that gun, they can sue you for $10,000. And there are no exceptions to this, even to defend yourself in your own home, even if you're buying a handgun for your home. The point is that this can't be constitutional. It can't be constitutional to create some Rube Goldberg system where you can, through clever civil fines and private actors suing, eviscerate well-settled constitutional rights. And the fact that the Supreme Court would go for this just tells you who you're dealing with now on the court. Although it's interesting that the Chief Justice sided with the Democrats in dissent, and this is nuts to do it in the end of night. And that just tells you how crazy this is that the court let this Texas law stand. But I tell you, I am also hopeful, Alan, that politically it's waking people up who understand that this has gone too far and that people got to vote. They got to get involved and they got to vote. And they got to ask every elected official where they stand on this. Do you support a woman's reproductive health or not?
So the war in Afghanistan, let's just say that Joe Biden got a little bit of a black eye from some people for the way that he got out. What do you think of that?
I think it was always going to be ugly and difficult to end this war. I think there's a reason that three other presidents talked about it and didn't do it. I'm proud that President Biden ended the war in Afghanistan. I think most people want us out of that country. And every other version of we should have done it this way or that way means extending our presence there. It means we would still be there. And so that doesn't excuse them from every aspect of this. There's plenty of things that could have gone better. But I think he got the big thing right. I'm glad he ended the war.
Now, one of the things that scares the hell out of me is voting rights in the United States. I know that the House, your House, has passed legislation, and it, of course, faces some real daunting prospects in the Senate. So you've made voting rights a top priority. So my question is, will the former president of the United States be able to steal this coming election? Because he says he's going to run, and they're changing the laws in many of these states so that only they can win. Does this scare you?
Well, it of course it scares me, but more importantly, it galvanizes it galvanizes me, and it motivates me to get to work and to do something about it. We've got good federal legislation that would put a guarantee around access to the polls and around fair voting in this country. By the way, it would also get all this dark money, declared, and people would know if billionaires are buying elections. It would really get at the corruption in our political system. By the way, that's a big part of why the Republicans don't like it. It would kind of turn the light on in these dark rooms where all the money gets funneled around. It would also end this partisan gerrymandering where politicians are drawing these screwy districts so they can rig the election. I mean, it would do a lot of good things. But just if you're talking about voting rights, I mean, we've been down this road before. I mean, my goodness, I served in the House with John Lewis. You don't have to spend a lot of time talking to John Lewis to realize that this is our very recent history where we know what it looks like when states invent these elaborate schemes to keep some people, and they tend to be people of color, from being able to vote. And they know they can do these clever things like taking away all the drop boxes or limiting the voting hours or making them certain hours when certain people have trouble getting there or having fewer polling sites in certain neighborhoods. And all the games that basically mean you're trying to keep some people from voting. And that just is one of the most immoral things I think anyone does in politics. You know, Democrats have our faults, God knows, but we are not afraid to let people vote. And if there was any evidence of widespread voter fraud, that would be one thing. But there simply is not. So the notion that all of these Republican legislatures, following the big lie that Donald Trump really won the election, engaged in all this nonsense to try to rig it in the future, boy, that says something very bad about our democracy. But we've been down this road before. We've seen this movie before. So we've got to respond at the federal level. The court's got to do their part. And then most importantly, millions of Americans who don't often participate, who don't think this stuff matters, got to show up. People got to vote. People got to come out and they got to participate in this process, because ultimately nothing will stop the people from cleaning this up if they get involved.
And the last thing I want to ask you, and very quickly, because we're really running out of time, but I would be remiss not to ask you about the January 6th attacks. Now we hear that some of the same louts, for want of a better word, are coming back. What can be done to prevent that?
Look, first thing, we never have to have another January 6th again. You know, I was there. It was ugly, but it can also be prevented. There are effective security measures we can take. And by the way, we respect people's right to come to Washington, to demonstrate, to complain about their government, to do it loudly, to do it in great numbers. you just can't engage in violence and hurt people and storm the building and beat up cops and take people's lives. And there's obvious things we can do about that, and we're doing. We have greater security presence in Washington, greater security measures around the Capitol, and much more advanced planning. So I think people should protest their government if they don't like what's going on. But, you know, let's remember, there are hundreds of people facing criminal prosecution right now, including some people from my district who are the ringleaders of this January 6th insurrection. And I hope they throw the book at them, because I think what they did is one of the worst things that's happened in my lifetime for our democracy, to try to break into the Capitol, hurt a bunch of people, and try to stop the Electoral College counting. You know, the results of the election, a peaceful transfer of power. If that's not an insurrection, that word doesn't mean anything.
Sean Patrick Maloney, thanks as always for joining us and for giving us your thoughts. I know how busy you are, and good luck in everything you're doing. So appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.